Okay, here you see all four pieces with the blue behind the image, and I've used blue mainly because it allows me to see the struts and cross beams a lot more clearly, and it's going to make it easier when it comes time to edit the different pieces together, changing the direction of some of the beams, actually making them meet up at the different separations. Now, another important component that's going to allow me to do that a lot more easily is the fact that I still have my masks from the original four files. Let's go ahead and click on the Channels button and bring up the Channels palette, and we'll take a look at one of those masks and how it actually appears over the top of the image.